You're now listening to the A Place of Refuge Productive Living Podcast with Bishop Barry D. Walker. A Place of Refuge vision is to cause people to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. For more information, please stop by our website at www.aplaceofrefugechurch.org. Now, here's today's message already in progress.
As a Christian, we have to look at what the thief does in John 10:10 as distasteful or disgusting. Because if you'll notice, the Lord ascribes three traits to the thief. First, he steals. He takes your stuff illegally. He takes your stuff illegally. That's what he does. And some of us know that. Yeah. God made you happy one Sunday. And you shouted in the midst of the presence of God how happy God had made you because of your rhema. But then the thief stole the word from you. He stole it because he did not want you to continue to believe and be saved. He took it out of your heart. But the thief also, according to John 10:10, kills. He ruins dreams, purposes. He stops you from completing your destiny. He kills it. You're happy, you're running on. As the old folks say, see what the end gonna be. He allows you to get so far. And then he kills it. He kills it. Yeah. And the last trait is that he destroys. He destroys. To destroy is to undo the results of building. God, in his omniscience and omnipotence, makes sure that we get what we need in order for us to be built up so we can operate in faith. But then the enemy destroys what has been built, because that's what he does. He steals, he kills, and he destroys. You done got so high, and then he just comes and he just destroys all that God has built. Why are you saying that he does it? Because all of us, yes, we have a testimony about how good God is, but we also have a testimony that's not so wonderful. that is in line with John 10:10. We have the testimony that the enemy has stole something from us, has killed certain things, and has destroyed certain things. And some would ask the question, how in the world can this thief be so, I hate to use this word, but I'm going to have to, good at what he does? How can he be so good at stealing, killing, and destroying? One word. Relentless. He's relentless. When someone is relentless, the person is first passionate. The thief has a strong desire to steal, kill, and destroy. It's as if he wakes up ready to steal, kill, and destroy. Just has a strong desire for doing it. Strong desire for messing up your plans. And this is the thing. He's so sneaky about it to where when our plans don't work out, we'll turn around and blame God. I don't know why God didn't such and such. See, that's how good he is at his job. He'll make you blame God, and he done caused the ruin. He done spoiled your plan. He's passionate. Yeah, he's passionate. Second, he has purpose. He has purpose. He does certain things for a reason because he is methodical. He has a purpose, and then he comes up with different ways to ruin your life. Oh, I know what she wants. Yeah, I know what she wants, and that's how I'm going to kill her. Yeah, he wants everybody to think he's fireball, but I know how to put out that little spark he got going on. And so he'll come up with methods in order to steal, kill, or destroy your strategy. You done wrote down on paper what you gonna do, but he'll come up with a method in order to put in your path something that will ruin your goals, something that will cause you not to get the victory. Yeah, that's what he'll do. But he's also persistent. He tries to steal, kill, and destroy without ceasing. Yeah. See, you got some folk that are good at worshiping God on Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it is they don't have that same passion. But see, that's not the thief. The thief is persistent. Thief is always looking to steal, kill, and destroy. He's not going to take no break. You done gave your testimony about what you're going to be doing. And so you done took you a little break from prayer. But he ain't taking no break. But he watching to see if you taking a break. And the minute you give praise to him, he'll step in and steal, kill, and destroy. That's the reason Paul told the church, give no praise to the devil. You can't give the enemy no praise. You have to make sure that you give God the glory, not just in your Sunday suit. You got to give God the glory when you working at Walmart. You got to give God the glory when you done put on your clothes to work in the yard. Because he is not going to cease until he gets something from you. Well, I got to admit, Pastor, I don't pray all the time. You got to pray all the time, baby. Why you think the Bible say pray without ceasing? Nobody's saying you got to stay on your knees 24/7 and quit your job. That's not what it means. You got to learn how to talk to God without getting on your knees all the time. You got to talk to God while you're riding up 20. Lord, I thank you for a beautiful day. Oh, God, you done did it today. It's so pretty, Lord. Lord, I know you got some blessings just waiting on me. Ain't no way you going to create a day such as this and not have me no benefits. Oh, God, and I'm thanking you in advance for the benefits that you going to load me down with. Because the thief of the devil has a roaring lion. Goes about seeking whom he can devour. Yeah, I hit her with a heart when last week. I'm going to see if that still work. Or if I need to make some adjustments to get. Yeah. And see, some folk right now, where you are right now, the reason you're messy right now is because the thief came to your house. And you've been doing that dumb stuff ever since. We glad you in church, but you know the thief got your number. He can make you do whatever he desires to do. Don't act like you're mad at me. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just talking about it. Paul told Timothy that there are some folks that Satan is able to take captive. Get this. When he wants to. Can you imagine that? He just sit back and hear you giving your testimony. Then he say, yeah, I'm gonna have you doing such and such. At 4 o'clock this evening with your big time self. Say to your neighbor, it's a whole lot of folks that may have your number. But I hope Satan ain't one of them. Woo, you better say that to one more person. It's a whole lot of folks that may have your number, but I hope Satan is not. Said that to a pastor. He said, there are some that Satan can take captive, can make him or her his flunky, his pushover. his roadie. Whenever he decides to. Well, since you cussed out for me, I'm going to let you go to Place of Refuge Sunday morning. Clap your hands. But I'm going to need to use you again Wednesday evening. We have to get tired of being Satan's flunky. Out of the will of God and trying to act like you ain't. Say to your neighbor, you have to get tired of being his flunky. And see, Satan has the audacity to think that he can steal everybody's testimony. He has the audacity to think that he can sever everybody's relationship with God. Thinks he can just show up and stop somebody's fire for God in a quick minute. That's what he thinks. And so he was roaming, going back and forth in the earth. Then the sons of God had come before God, and Satan showed up as well. God asked him, where you been? I've been here and there, to and fro in the earth. And so the omnipotent one said to him, have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth. He's upright. Upright equates just. A man that thinks, talks, and does according to what is written and revealed. He's blameless. Does not say that God, that Job is God, but in him being blameless, a man that strives to do what is right. Not perfect, but just strives to do what is right. Told him he shuns evil. He just ain't gonna put up with no whole lot of foolishness. That's some of us. We ain't perfect, but we ain't gonna put up with no whole lot of foolishness. Oh, you ought to be feeling a little boldness right now. And just if that's you, just tell us about I ain't gonna put up no whole lot of foolishness. I may mess up, but I ain't just gonna wallow in no. I'm not trying to tell you I dot every I and cross every T, but I ain't gonna say to your neighbor, God been too good for me just to play with sin. God undone too much for me just to wallow in sin and come here and play like I got a real hallelujah in my belly. When I do shout hallelujah, when I do shout thank you Jesus, I'm being real even though there are times I come short. I ain't playing around here. I done been in a dead church. I done experienced dead gods. I love God. He changed my life. He turned things completely around for me.
say to your neighbor, I done found out
that can't nobody do you like Jesus. Say to one more person, I done found out that can't nobody do you like. And the Lord let him know that he fears me. That means Job had a praise in his heart. You didn't have to tell Job to clap his hands. You didn't have to tell him to turn in victory. You didn't have to tell him to leap for joy. You didn't have to tell him to pray. You didn't have to tell him to fast. You didn't have to tell him to give. You didn't have to tell him to sacrifice something. Real worshipers give God praise everywhere. I said everywhere. They are not ashamed to give God a hand of praise in the parking lot after picking up a penny that God left for them. They are not ashamed to shout out his name. If you feel like I feel, just tell somebody his name is Jesus. And I'll praise him anywhere. I'll praise him anywhere. Have you got to that point to where you're mature enough and you're so in love with God that you'll praise him anywhere? You'll praise him in your basement. You'll praise him in the store. You'll praise him on your way to church. You'll praise him at the church. You'll praise him in trials. You'll praise him when everything that can go wrong is taking place. But on the flip side, you'll give God the glory. When he blesses you, you will magnify him. When he opens up the windows, pours you out a blessing, you don't have room to receive. Look at somebody and say, I will praise him. You ain't got to ask me to. You ain't got to ask me to give God no glory. When you really save, it's just in you to praise him. It's just in you to magnify him. It's just in you to turn in victory. It's just in you to wave your hand. It's just in you to shout hallelujah. Satan should have just agreed with God. Should have just agreed with him. But it's not in him. It's not in him to agree. Because of who he is. Jesus said in John 8 and 44 that the devil, Satan, of the thief is a liar and the father of lies. When he speaks a lie, he's talking about himself. He said, there is no truth in him. So the thief said to God, Job fearing you, or does Job fear you for nothing? Is he fearing you for nothing? Oh, he just praising you because of all you done bless him with. You know, you done bless Job, and that's the reason he praising you. Yeah, he praising you because you done put a hedge around him, his family and his stuff. You got a hedge on the north side, the south side, the east side, and the west side. You You done put him in the land of Uz and seem like everything he had. You just made that boy fat. He is very prosperous. And you did that. Even say no, God will bless you. Some of us don't believe God will bless you, but even Satan knows. That God will bless you. That's the reason he tries to convince you God won't. But he knows better. And so he says to God, if you allow all that he has to go, that's basically what he tells him. And get this, he will curse you to your face. And so God said, all right, I'm going to let you have at him. But you better not kill him. Don't kill him. You know, Satan got killing in him. Because he's a thief. But God, you better not kill him. And he obeyed God. He didn't kill him, but he sure killed his children. You know, that's a country way of saying children. Kill his children. His livestock. I mean, it was just like a tornado. A hurricane came through. And folks say Satan ain't got no power. It was God allow him to do right here. And he used folk to carry out one group that he allowed or that he used to destroy what Job had was the Sabians. See, Satan to you, for he'll use your cousin Liel to mess you up. That's my cousin. That don't mean nothing. Your cousin ain't saved. He'll use your cousin. He'll use your wife. Who you think messed Adam up? His
wife.
He will mess up, or he'll use whoever he can. And so he destroyed everything and just sat back and waiting on Job to curse God to his face. But Job got in, when all of this horrendous stuff happened, Job got in a position of worship and said, the Lord gives and the Lord has taken away. But blessed be the name of God. In all that happened, Job did not curse God nor sin with his lips. He didn't allow anything to come out of his mouth that would kill him. For Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and he who loves uses it. shall reap the fruit thereof. Going to be rewarded for what you say. When terrible things happen, keep your mouth shut. Unless you're going to use it for God's glory. And so get this. After Satan seen that Job didn't bite the bullet, God said to him a second time, have you considered my servant Job? And Satan said, all right. What I tried the first time didn't work. But if you touch his body, if something is going wrong with his body, again, I say to you, God, he'll curse you to your face. And God just as cool. Go ahead. Touch his body, but you better not kill him. You better not kill him. You can touch his body, but you better not kill him. And Satan struck his body to the point to where what was going on with Job, many folk would have died from. But God's hand was on him. And his word was on him. Job was in so much pain because of boils all over his body to where he made a little fire pit. Waited for the fire to go out and the ashes to be there and got him a pot shirt or we would call it an old dull knife. That would be the closest thing to it. And he sat in the ashes and he scraped his skin. He was in so much pain. You know when we itching or something like that, we'll try to rub it for a minute, but then if that rubbing don't do no good, then we'll start scratching stuff. And if we can't reach wherever it is, we'll get up against the wall and we'll get the even though he was in physical pain, he didn't stop worshiping God. He didn't stop giving God the praise. He didn't stop sending up Judah. Physical pain. Unbearable pain. But he kept his worship. I said he kept his worship. See, sometimes the Lord will allow Satan to hit your body to see if you're going to hang on to your praise. If you're going to magnify him any way. You got to magnify God no matter what you go through physically. You have to yet recognize that it could be worse for you. I said it could be worse for you. You said, well, Pastor, I can't even walk right. Yeah, but it could be worse. Pastor, I can't walk. Yeah, but it could be worse. If you can't walk, but you can still move your hands, you better put your hands together and thank God for his goodness. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his mercy. Well, Pastor, you just don't know. Every time I move a little, it's excruciating pain from my crown to the sole of my feet. Yeah, but God is still good. Even though it hurt, hadn't God been better to you than you've been to yourself? Don't you have the testimony that can't nobody do you like? Second time, Satan tried. Didn't work. He was relentless, but it didn't work. Because Job was determined to stay in the will of God. Wasn't perfect, but he was determined to stay in the will of God. Say to your neighbor, the best place to be and the safest place to be is in God's will. Ask somebody for me, where are you at right now? If you're in the will of God, tell somebody, I'm in God's will right now. I'm in God's will right now. I may not be flawless, but I'm in God's will right now. Anybody can come to church when everything is going well. Even when you got a little trouble going on, you can come to church. But I want to know when it gets as worse as it can get. Will you still come in here with your dance? Will you still come here with your clap? Will you still come here with your hallelujah? Will you still come in here with your... I'll never forget, I had to teach Bible study even though they had took the car that day. Had got an eviction notice, couldn't even pay $247 a month. You gonna go over there and teach that productive life tonight? I'll never forget it. Years, we weren't even here. We was on Noonan Road. Yeah, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you. Folk may even wonder why I'm driving mama car tonight. They ain't going to know what's going on. I'm just going to drive a car. I ain't going to say nothing about my car. Pull up in mama car. Why? I didn't have no car. They took that little car we're paying $101 a month up for. Couldn't make the payment. Couldn't make the payment, $101. Get this. If I would have had $400, woo, $400, I would have been all right. But God will allow certain things to happen to see where your mind is. To see if you still gonna praise Him. To see if you still gonna enter into His courts with some thanks. Say to your neighbor, I don't know where you are right now, but don't let your presence stop you from giving your God the glory, the honor, and the hallelujah. In my clothes, Satan was relentless. And listen to me carefully. But seemingly, in his mind was, I gotta find another way to get this man. and kill his children. Took away his stuff. And he in all of this pain because of what he's going through physically. But he still has not given up. He's still living according to God's written and revealed will. However, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Satan got to looking back in hindsight and remember how he got the first flawless man, a blameless man, Adam. He used his wife. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get his wife to get to him so he'll curse God. Now, God told me not to kill him. But if his wife can get him to commit suicide, I'm in the clear. I am in the clear. And so his wife came to him. Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Can you imagine her? Yeah, I see you've been going around here doing all this. Thank you, Lord, and praise him. And then you still got your little hallelujah. I can't believe you still worshiping somebody that done deserted you. I can't believe you still clapping to a God you can't see that done allowed your children and mine to be killed. Why don't you do yourself and me a favor? Curse your God and kill yourself. She was done with him. At least that's the implication. It had to hurt him to hear those words from his wife. It had to hurt him. Sometimes words that come from a stranger can hurt you. Yeah, sometimes a friend can just say something and them words will hurt you. But here this man got to hear this stuff from his wife. And see, the text reveals in Job 2, 9 and 10 how mature Job was. At that moment, he was more mature than me. because notice how kind or merciful his words is unto his wife. Now, he didn't call her foolish. Some brothers, if you weak brother, you would have cussed her out. Or if you ain't truly saved, you would have went like that. Look how the women looking at me. He said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speak. Never call her foolish, even though he had a right to. You speak as one of the foolish women speak. Then he let her know something. Shall we only worship, reverence, or appreciate God just when things are wonderful? See, he went back because, see, Satan thought that you have some folk that the only time they'll praise God is when it's wonderful. But when you're real with God, you'll praise him when you're sick and when you're well. When I didn't have nothing, I gave him the praise. Now I have a good peace and I will still give him the praise. He taught his wife what was right, even though she wanted him to die. He held on to his integrity and did not allow the relentless thief to steal, kill, or destroy. And finally, in all that he went through, he didn't sin with his lips. I'm done.